climate the new corona? Britain's Fauci says doctors needed to fight air pollution. By Kurt Zindelka on February 18, 2022. Doctors will need to lead efforts to deal with the effects of air pollution. Professor Chris Whitty said in a meeting hosted by leftist London Mayor Sadiq Khan on Thursday. The chief medical officer for England, who has led the government's response to the coronavirus in a similar manner to Anthony Fauci in America, has warned that air pollution is everybody's problem and it's a problem at all times. Speaking at the Clean Air Summit on Thursday, Professor Whitty said that it is a solvable problem, saying that society will need to look at areas such as road planning and engineering to come up with ways to reduce pollution, The Times reported. However, that doesn't deal with the here and now, and many of these problems are going to take some years to work through. This is where the medical profession does come in. Along with others, I agree with the principle, as do leaders of the medical profession, that we have concentrated too little on air pollution, Whitty said. The top UK medical scientist said that medical officials should be looking to draw up plans for specific areas to be avoided by vulnerable people, explaining, "This is a time, place, and route you should be trying to avoid." London's leftist Labour Party mayor, Sadiq Khan, struck a more apocalyptic tone, saying, "We simply don't have time to waste. Deadly air pollution is permanently damaging the lungs of young Londoners and affecting older people who are more vulnerable to the impacts of poor air quality. This is also about social justice. We know pollution hits the poorest Londoners, who are least likely to own a car, the hardest." Climate change as a whole has become a major point of focus across the political establishment following the election of Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who, like President Joe Biden, has been at the forefront of the so-called Build Back Better movement in the wake of the Chinese coronavirus crisis. Branding himself as the Moses of climate change in October of last year, Boris Johnson warned that the supposed dire consequences of allegedly man-made global warming outweigh the impacts of the Wuhan virus, and therefore should seek to empower scientists further to shape the lives of British citizens. "The lesson of COVID is absolutely clear. We have to listen to the scientists. We need urgent government action," the Conservative PM said. In order to fulfill his vision of radically transforming the British economy to reach net zero carbon emissions by the year 2050, Johnson has vowed to end the new sale of combustion engine vehicles by 2030 and has pledged billions to invest in green technologies. The agenda has come under increasing scrutiny amid the energy crisis, with British households facing a record 54% increase to energy bills amid massive rises in wholesale prices. The government has so far refused to cut taxes on energy, notably the value-added tax, VAT. The Prime Minister himself previously said would be a benefit of Brexit. It has also been estimated that taxes levied to subsidize green energy schemes account for 25.5% of the average household's energy bills. There have also been concerns that the government will seek to maintain its level of social control on the populace seen under the lockdown responses to the coronavirus under the auspices of climate change. Speaking to Breitbart London in October, Baroness Claire Fox of the House of Lords warned, "I think you can expect to see a whole range of issues being dressed up as public health issues, and I've even noticed that climate change has been posed as a public health risk rather than the green ideology. If a government realizes that when public health is deployed as the specter to frighten people, then actually they can accumulate a lot of power for themselves without too much opposition." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.